Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Meat and Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Lashana, and it's been like 2 years since I posted a podcast episode. I wanted to come back probably like 6 months ago. I had planned to come back really like a year ago. I had planned to come back like last year. I was like, okay, I'm going to start the new year and start back the podcast. You know, I've been paying for it every month. But I just felt like I really needed to take that break because I was feeling more burnt out on not just topics, but I just felt like I was in a space in my life where I just didn't really want to coach. And I felt like this podcast, even though it for me is really refreshing and I love to do it and I love to talk to you guys and I love to like share my experiences, I feel like at that time when I stopped doing the podcast, like I really just needed a break. Like I needed to just tap into my home life with my marriage, with my kids, you know, with my work, because I started, you know, a new position at my job and it started to really like take over all of my time. And so it just started to be like, doing the podcast was almost like on the to-do list, and it didn't feel like something that I liked to do anymore. Like it almost felt like, oh my God, I have to do a podcast this week. What am I going to talk about? And I just had so much going on at the time. It didn't feel like I really wanted to do it. And I feel like when you do a podcast, it's like people expect for you to be consistent, and you should be. I mean, you know, it's once a week, and I know plenty of podcasters that have been doing this like every week for like the past, I don't know, years. And for me, I was like, I don't know if that really works for me, especially where I was at in my life at that time, like 2 years ago. I feel like just coming out of COVID, you know, I was having so many challenges just with my marriage and just, you know, with my career and trying to figure out where I was going to go with my career. I had took a promotion at my job, and it was just like a lot going on. And since then, I feel like taking that long break, I really miss doing the podcast. And I would have people that are following me on Instagram, they would, you know, ask me like, oh, well, when are you going to do the podcast again? And, you know, so I knew that there were people that did like the podcast still, even though, you know, towards the end of it, it was more challenging for me to get it done just with everything that I had on my plate. But with that break that I've taken from doing the podcast, I always felt like I was gonna come back. And the longer you stay gone, I felt like the longer I stayed gone, the more I needed to come back. So it was like, okay, it's been this long. Like I can't use the same picture. I need to change maybe my font, or it has to be like, you know, a rebrand where, you know, you come back and then you have like a new picture, and I needed to have like a layout and all these things. So once I wanted to come back and I felt like I, you know, I was ready to come back, then I started procrastinating because I was like, oh, well, maybe I need a new picture and maybe I need, you know, to do like a series or, you know, because I just didn't want to get caught up. I felt like I was ready enough to do the podcast, but not enough to commit to doing it like every week for the next year. And so I was like, I need a series. And I was working with a coach, and he's like, you know, just put like six, have like six in, you know, in your inbox to where, you know, so when you don't have time to do a podcast, you can just pull one out, you know, so that way you don't get behind. And so then I started overthinking that, and it was like, okay, so I went from wanting to do it again to just like kind of being hesitant, because I'm like, okay, I can do one and just like check in with everybody. And then I would feel like I needed to do one every week. And I was like, well, I really don't have a layout. I really don't have an intention behind it. So I really didn't want to start something that I couldn't finish or leave off like, you know, the way that I did, and then come back and not have anything really new, like to present. And so it just started making me think about that, like the past like month. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna bring the podcast back in February. It doesn't matter if I have new pictures. It doesn't matter if I, you know, have like a content layout. I don't care if I'm active on Instagram or, you know, because I haven't really even posted on my feed. I've mostly just been posting, you know, in the stories just to, because I just like to. Like, I just like to look at stories and pictures, and I love Instagram's pictures and funny stuff on there posted all the time. And so I was like, but if I start back the podcast, then I'm going to have to be promoting it. And, you know, and so I was like, you know what? There really are no rules to this. It's like, this is my space, my time. I do it because I want to share information and my experiences and, you know, and help people. And so it's like, no, I actually don't have to do that. I can do it at my leisure. And I was just like, I need to free myself of expectations on myself about things that I actually like. And so I get into my head and I start thinking and stressing myself out about things that really are not real. Like the expectation that I have to do a podcast every week because I did one this week. And so that's where I came to the conclusion that I was like, you know what? I got this new computer. My husband got me a computer in the summertime so that I can start back my podcast. And just because I needed my own computer, I didn't have one. I just had my work computer. And so I was like, you know what? I really need to just do it. You know, let me rip off the Band-Aid and just get back in here. And so I had a few topics that I wanted to talk about, and I'm like, how should I bring it back, and what should I talk about when I bring it back? My head is like full of topics. But this morning when I was in the shower, I was thinking, and I was like, you know, I was reading this book or listening to this audiobook. My godmother had sent it to me a few months back. It's an audiobook, and I'm going to get the topic. Let me see what the name of this is. It's like Fair Play, or How to Do Fair Play. Yeah, Fair Play by Eve Rotsky. And I didn't finish it. Listened to like half of it, but there was a part in it that stuck out to me where the book is basically about like marriage and motherhood, and just like, you know, the workload of a mom and a dad, who has more work to do, like whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you work, you know, a job and your husband goes out to work, or you both work, and even if your husband doesn't work and you work or whatever, it was just like the balance of who does more in the house, like who is more responsible for the kids, the cooking, the, you know, whatever, like what's the balance. And so basically it's like trying to even out. The book is about evening out the playing field, like how to have a fair balance between you and your spouse with the kids and everything, so that nobody feels like overloaded or overworked, you know, or underappreciated. So that's the gist of what the book is about. And so there was a story in there where she was talking about a mom who, she was married. She had given up her career to be a stay-at-home mom. I guess her husband was like some type of CEO or something. It's been a few months since I listened to it, but the husband worked outside of the house, and so the mom stayed home with the kids, and she pretty much gave up her career, everything. And I think they had been married for maybe 25 years or something. Like, the kids got grown. They waited till the kids got grown. And then as the kids were older and, you know, she got more freedom, she still really wasn't investing in herself or her career. And so the husband divorced her, and she ended up having to get a job and like start from scratch. And she was like, I don't know, like in her 40s or 50s. And so she was like back in the world single and having to care for herself after she raised her children, her family, gave up everything. And I may be getting the two stories mixed up, but the husband was telling her the reason why he wanted the divorce was because he felt like she had lost her spark. Like, after all of those years of being married and devoting her life to being a wife and being a mother and caring for her children, raising her children, and, you know, doing all that, she ended up divorced. And her husband said that because she had lost her spark. And so I was thinking about that when I was in the shower this morning, when I was like, what am I going to talk about today? I'm going to do it. I'm going to make that promise to myself that I'm going to record a podcast today. I was thinking about that. And at first I was like, oh yeah, I can talk about like, don't lose your spark, just based on, you know, that story. And then I thought about it some more, and I was like, it's really not a reasonable ask to ask someone to, like, don't lose your spark. Because I feel like in life, we go through so many changes, especially when you're, you know, have kids, when you're pregnant, and then, you know, you're, after you have the baby, just getting back to yourself. And, you know, it's like you don't really feel sparky. Like, it is unreasonable to continue to feel a spark, or, you know, have a spark, or, you know, really have your gifts and talents shining. Like, that's just not reasonable to think that you will always have that at all times. Like, even if you're a healthy person, you get sick. Even if, you know, you are really confident about how you look or your appearance, things change. You may gain weight, you may lose weight. I mean, there's just outside things that affect the way that we feel about ourselves, or how much effort we can put into our appearance, or into our emotional state, or into our intellectual, or, you know, how much time we're spending with God. You know what I mean? It's like we're constantly being pulled in different directions in life. And we're just not always on top of our game for everything, you know? And so I was like, you know, it's kind of unreasonable to say, don't lose your spark, but it is a reasonable thing to have people slow down and think about how to get their spark back. And just like getting your spark back, to even think about that and reflect on it, like thinking, okay, where am I at right now? And what would it take for me to get back my spark? And it really comes down to really understanding who you are, what gifts you have, what you bring to the table, you know, what God has blessed you with, what talents and special things about you that are not about clothes or designer labels, or, you know, the way that you wear your hair or anything that's really outward. It's like your spark from inside. Like, what makes you really glow? What makes you feel good? What do you serve? Like, what is it that, you know, you make other people, how do you make other people feel with just being yourself? Like, how can you be your most authentic self and feel good about it, you know, when you're with friends, with your spouse, with your kids, you know? And I feel that a lot of times we don't know what they are because we're just not investing enough time in our intellectual or emotional being, ourselves. You know, we're very much focused on the outside, very much focused on, you know, lashes and hair and, you know, how good we look. And it's really not about that. It's really about how you maintain a connection with your partner, with your spouse, and even in, you know, with work or coworkers or whatever. But specifically, I want to talk a little bit about just like how to get your spark back after you have, you know, you feel like maybe you're getting drowned in marriage and motherhood, like you're just a wife and you're just a mom and you're just, you know, you're having these feelings of just being everything but yourself. And I think it's really important to give yourself grace and understand that there's going to be times where you're not going to feel like you have it all together. You're not going to have it all together. But I do think it's important that we do stay connected or get back connected with our partner. I think that that's the main thing. I was talking to a mom and she was just like super overwhelmed. She called me and she was just crying. She's just like, I'm trying my best. You know, I'm working full time. I have the kids. You know, me and my husband are just like, we're just on two separate ends of the fence. And I just don't feel like we are seeing eye to eye and, you know, whatever. And I was just like, you know, that is so such a normal thing that's happening in a lot of people's lives. Like, it's not just one person experiencing this. And I was telling her, like, you know, I felt like that plenty of times. You know, it's like, that's really the purpose of the commitment, is that regardless of how you feel, it's like you stay committed to the situation. But the first thing you have to do when you do feel that way and you do have time to reflect is like, what is it that I bring that makes me spark? Like, what is my spark? What is that? You know, that's like the first thing. We really got to get down to the bottom of what makes you spark, so that when you do have a rough season and you do feel a little dull, you know, you're able to still shine from the inside, you know, to where it comes out on the outside. And anytime you have a spark, it's almost like with the fireworks, you know, the little sparklers, I started thinking about the sparklers and how it only takes one sparkler to light up the box. It's like, imagine the spark inside of you just lighting up your partner and your kids and your friends and your family. And it's just this domino effect of the spark. And it's like, first, the beginning of just even recognizing what your spark is just having that connection with God first. Like, I feel like when you have a relationship with God and you really like cry out to Him, if you're having, you know, a hard time before you go to the therapist and the coaches and everybody, I think that really just sitting alone with yourself and just asking God for guidance and, you know, getting into your Bible and really just having that one-on-one really gives you the confidence that you need, because it's just rest in God's hands. And it's been so many times where I have felt like, oh, I don't know what I'm gonna do next, or I don't know what, you know, what God wants me to do. And it's just me just tapping in, as simple as tapping into my Bible app and seeing what the word of the day is. And it kind of just sets my day, and me getting up early and, you know, with everybody's sleep, me getting up early and having that alone time, whether I can get 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, just being able to really tap in with God and having Him lead and just giving me that reassurance of like, hey, you're doing a great job. When I feel like I'm doing a great job, or whether I'm when I feel like, you know, I may not be doing such a great job, but God still has my back, and that, you know, it's all for the greater good, it gives me a peace to where it's like that joy that you hear about people talking about. Like, it's not a happiness, it's really like a joy, where it's like, regardless of whatever the situation is, I can still choose joy. I could still choose to be at peace knowing that God is in control. It may not look like it, it may not feel like it, but it's almost like I can still have that confidence in God, which inadvertently, if that's the right word, will come back to me, and to where I start to feel it, and I feel that energy, and I bring that energy into my home with my husband, with my children. And that is really how I get my spark back. It's like, it's almost like not magical, but kind of magical, where it's like just trusting the process and really believing that God has what's best for you, and you not getting too ahead of Him really sets that tone. So just to circle back to the book, I was thinking about, you know, the situation with the woman and how, you know, her husband left her because he said she didn't have the spark. I'm like, how often are we giving up so much of ourselves to other people where we're not even honoring ourselves? And in turn, we're not honoring God, because God does not want us to give everything away. He wants us to have boundaries, because He's gonna set the boundaries. Because if we're focused on Him, He's gonna lead the way. And it's okay to say no. God gives us the right to say no. That's not really what's in the plan for me. No, thank you. You know, even if it is your spouse and your kids, it's like you still can't give every bit of yourself to anything or anyone except for God. And so that is just my short, sweet message for the day. I'm just freestyling. I don't have like notes or anything, but it was just on my heart to talk about the spark, because I feel like we can really get carried away with not seeing our own potential or our own glow inside of us. And, you know, just rest assured that you can always get your spark back. It's not like forever gone, but you got to tap into God and really start to work on yourself and invest that time and energy in self-reflection, and just, you know, saying, hey, where am I at right now? Okay, I'm not really feeling it. Lord, guide me, give me peace, give me a, you know, a silent time, just so that I can be able to tap in, you know, whatever it is that you need. But that's all I have for today. So this is my first podcast. I can't guarantee that I'm gonna do another one next week, but I am glad that I at least broke the ice and, you know, put this message out. So have a great week, and I will talk to you soon.